from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
This is Joe Pantoliano, Joey Pants, and I am here at the request of MOB. Keep up the good work, Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
No one knows how many more he can throw in the second half, but every big horse out there leading its division is ready to give up the farm, literally, to get Garrett Crochet.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Literally give up a farm. Farmland's valuable. I mean, what is it, a cattle farm? Is it a wind farm?
Hold on a second.
Is it farmland with oil underneath?
Speaks, are you catching the front end of it too that Tanny did not say in his tease today in the thread?
No one knows how many more he can throw in the second half. But every big horse out there leading its division is ready to give up the farm, literally, to get Garrett Crochet.
How the hell?
The horse is giving up. It's a horse farm.
The horse is giving up the farm. Where's the horse going?
Where, hold on. The horse is going to be homeless.
Literally giving up the farm. The horse is.
I know you can bet the farm.
I missed that. My bad.
I've bet the farm before. Can you give up the farm?
I've heard that expression.
Give away the farm?
Yeah, no. I think we should be focusing more on the horse literally giving up the farm for a pitcher.
Yeah, the word literal is where we should be focused. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Literally giving away the farm.
It's a horse making a decision. This is a smart horse.
It makes me sad because the farm is a lot of memories for me, man. I used to go there as a little kid.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
I'd go there. That's where I learned how to plant corn. That's where I learned how to, you know, get lost in the grain silo.
Folks, I had a farm. It was 1863. I learned how to ride a horse.
I mean, seriously, I slept in the barn, slept overnight in the barn. You can't give away the whole farm.
The whole farm.
You might need that.
But, I mean, it's pretty good value for Crochet. It's only got a couple more years of control.
It depends on the acreage.
He's ready to give up the farm, literally, to get Garrett Crochet.
Did you guys ever have a pet when you were a kid that your parents said was sent to the farm?
Oh, boy. No, I never did. I had friends who did.
Good.
The Daisy Hill Puppy Farm. It didn't go away.
It's very sad.
We buried a hamster one time because we thought it was dead, or a guinea pig. And then like 15, 20 years later, I read that guinea pigs hibernate during the winter. So we just buried a guinea pig alive.
Oh!
Yeah, they go dead for like 2 months and then they come back in the spring.
Oh,
no,
boy.
No, guinea pigs were harmed in the making of this radio show.
Yeah, we buried a guinea pig alive.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, I was like 8.
Yeah, animal cruelty.
My dad should have done more research.
Yeah.
My friend who Bernstein mentioned yesterday, Bad Influence Davey, he told me when he was a kid. Bad Influence Davey.
That's such a great nickname. Such a good moniker.
Bad Influence Davey, when he was a kid, they went to a farm, Shane, and he was allowed to take home a chick, a little baby chicken. And he, the chicken used to pick, or peck away, I should say, at its own leg, and it would bleed a little bit. So he nicknamed the chicken Bloody the chicken.
Oh, wow.
And then one morning he woke up and Bloody was gone, and his parents told him they took the chicken back to the farm.
Oh, that's too bad.
Man, they killed that chicken. I don't think they did.
I don't think they got in the car and went back to the farm.
I think the parents were lying.
$1.79 for a chick. Very cheap.
Really?
$1.79 for a chick.
And then what, you raise it until it's grown and then eat it?
I mean, sure, if you want to, that's the way you want to do it.
Get eggs?
Yeah, or you get eggs, yeah.
It's a good investment.
$1.79.
Anyone live near
people who own chickens?
Yes, I do.
How do we feel about that, folks?
I love it. I want a coop in my backyard.
I got Don Cooper in my backyard.
Is that why he won't text me back?
I'll invite him in one of these days, but yeah. I like having him back there.
I don't trust people with city chickens.
Why?
You gotta have space, no?
You got plenty of space. They don't need to run. They're just laying eggs.
Just hang out in a coop.
But what about the noise, though?
They're not that loud.
What would you rather have
ask
near
a neighbor? That'd be ask a blank for this week.
Do you have some? Do you have chickens in your neighborhood?
We do. Yeah, I walk by them. They're not on our block, but a funny story. We had a condo that we were trying to get rid of, and
that one
next door to us, there was a big chicken family, and I was like, these people are coming over to try to buy this condo.
Was it Bernstein just stopping at Brown's every day,
killing your property value?
That's what I kept thinking. I was like, if we can't sell this thing because this chicken coop here, but no, all was well.
Yeah,
I guess people dig it. You know, they get fresh eggs every day.
I love chickens.
I ever tell you guys, when I was a kid, my sister used to think she was a chicken. She thought she was a chicken. She kept saying, I'm a chicken, I'm a chicken. We were like, you know, and I said to my dad, can we tell her she's not a chicken? And he said, no, you can't tell her. I said, why? And he said, we need the eggs.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That deserved a rim shot.
It really did.
That's okay.
Break, please.
Yeah, I got to.
Oh, come on,
I'm just trying to regain any level of composure. Mark Rohde's got information on Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze signing a contract. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.